The recommendations make a few changes from public comments this spring, but the federal agency's preferred alternative remains relatively unchanged. The preferred alternative would allow for more spill over several dams as juvenile salmon migrate out to sea, and less power is needed on the grid. It also includes structural changes to some dams to help Salmon, Stillhead, and Lamprey Passage. It would not remove or alter the four lower Snake River dams. Rob Crable is with Defenders of Wildlife. The group had pushed to remove the dams.
The agencies are essentially doubling down on this path towards extinction.
Dam advocates say this is good news for the Columbia River system. They say it will help provide affordable power for people and businesses. The federal government is expected to finalize its decision by September 30th. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.